From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Some small northwest Missouri towns are deciding it's too expensive to run police departments. Officials in Mosby voted earlier this month to disband the police department and pay Clay County sheriff's deputies to respond to calls. Mayor Harlan Clements says the town of about 200 residents couldn't afford such things as police cars, repairs, and uniforms. The Kansas City Star reports Mosby joins other Clay County towns paying the sheriff's departments for security, including Missouri City, Glen Eyre, and Avondale. The town of Holt will begin using county deputies September 1st. Richard Sheets is the deputy director of the Missouri Municipal League. He says several Missouri towns use county officers and that sometimes it works out and other times it doesn't, because it's dependent on the quality of the officers involved. The University of Missouri-Columbia is starting the year with one new and two renovated residence halls. The Columbia Missourian reports that Gateway Hall is new to campus. The project cost $21 million. With 196 bedrooms, the hall can house 331 students. MU also spent $34.8 million to renovate Wolpers and Johnston halls. Together, the two residence halls can house up to 613 students. The three halls all feature reused and renewable furniture. There also will be new lobbies with open areas for residents to hang out with friends, motion-activated lights, and quiet rooms in a range of sizes for studying. The St. Joseph City Council is considering an ordinance to end some court fees. The St. Joseph News Press reports that the discussions scheduled for today are in response to the newly signed legislation limiting cities' ability to profit from traffic tickets and court fines. The legislation was an effort to address concerns raised after last year's shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. Supporters of the legislation have said it will address the predatory revenue-generating practices of Ferguson's police and court system that were detailed in a Justice Department report. But St. Joseph leaders say one other effect has been that the new law no longer authorizes cities to collect certain fees. Under consideration for possible elimination is a $25 failure to appear fee and a $50 warrant processing fee. The Missouri House is working on new intern rules aimed at preventing sexual harassment after recent scandals led two legislators to resign. The Kansas City Star reports that an early draft of the policy includes tighter rules for administering internships. The policy also calls for the establishment of an ombudsman so interns could report problems. Lawmakers have been under pressure to take action since former Republican House Speaker John Deal resigned as the session concluded. He acknowledged that he had exchanged sexually suggestive text messages with a 19-year-old Capitol intern. Then last month, Missouri State Senator Paul Lavoda submitted his resignation following allegations that he made unwanted sexual advances toward interns. The Democrat denied the allegations, but they prompted party leaders to question his ability to serve. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.